Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audio Boom. We've talked about the Audio Boom mobile app before. Here at Rain News, we use both the Android and iOS versions, depending on the circumstances. One of the best features is that you can record on the fly. And this is the best part of all. You can trim the recording before uploading it. It's actually an easy-to-use editing feature. It's so useful and actually fun to do. Not everybody is a content creator, of course. If you like listening to audio, the app is also great. There's a daily download feature, which is terrific. It automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning, so it's ready to play when you're ready to go, whether you've got a data signal or not. Apple will relaunch Beats Music this summer, and a major research study shines light on internet radio. We'll get to all that and more. First, a reminder. Rain Summit West is coming up. It's on April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading preeminent information and networking conference for the streaming audio industry. As always, it'll be a full day of panels, research presentations, a keynote speech from Anthony Bay, the CEO of Ardio, and of course, the famous Rain cocktail mixer at the end. For more info and registration, go to rainnews.com and click on Summits. It's still a rumor, but the source is good, and the timeline makes sense. Beats Music, acquired by Apple last May, will relaunch in June, and details will be announced at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference at that time. So, if true, over a year after Apple bought the then-new on-demand music service, Beats Music will take on a new life. Nobody knows what it will look like or how much it will change, or for that matter, how much it will charge for its monthly subscription service. Rumors have circulated that it will lose its name, cost less, and take on a new identity as part of Apple's music ecosystem. All that would make sense, and the best guess has Beats becoming closely linked to iTunes Radio, which is Apple's non-interactive music playing service. There might also be hooks into the iTunes Music Store. Even though download sales are declining, it's still a viable business that Beats Music could support. Edison Research released its much-scrutinized, eagerly-awaited annual survey study called The Infinite Dial. It's a national survey of U.S. consumers focused on how they use online audio. The research project has been running for over 20 years, so Edison has a lot of trending information that tracks the rise of streaming audio in the U.S. The 2015 edition has a major headline to start, which is this: 53% of American adults and teens listen to online audio at least monthly. That's a high watermark, and it represents an estimated 143 million individuals. The percentage skews even higher, to 77%, in the young 12 to 24 age group. A few other interesting bits of fact from the Infinite Dial. Pandora is the best-known online radio brand. That's not surprising. What might be more surprising to many is that when survey participants were asked for one word which they think of for online music, this was sort of a psychology test, the second highest response was YouTube. When it comes to music discovery, AM/FM radio is way up there, along with recommendations from friends. YouTube also scored high on that question. Podcasting is also growing fast in Edison's trend lines. A third of the population, or about 89 million people, listen to them, and they listen to a lot of them, averaging 6 podcast shows per week per person. Speaking of podcasting, Triton Digital, the industry-leading rating service for internet radio, announced that it is getting into the podcast ratings business. This is big news for a couple of reasons. First, Triton is a major and credible audience measurement service, so its interest in podcasting is like a stamp of viability on the podcast industry. Second, podcasting has always suffered from an audience measurement problem, which has stunted its growth as a business category. There's no industry-wide standard of measurement when it comes to podcast listening, and that's the problem that Triton wants to solve. The company is partnering with Edison Research for this. It's the second major alliance for the two companies, which jointly produce the Infinite Dial research that we talked about before. If you remember, a piece of U.S. legislation from last year called the Songwriter Equity Act You might want to think of it as the Songwriter Equity Second Act, because the bill has just been reintroduced in the U.S. Congress. It didn't get anywhere the first time around. Well, actually, it did move from the U.S. House of Representatives into the Senate, but it was not passed. The details of this bill have a lot of technical legalese, of course. It attempts to change two sections of the U.S. Copyright Act that guide how music licensing royalty rates are set. If the bill ever passes, it will be favorable to composers, songwriters, and publishers, all of whom complain that they get the short end of the royalty stick in the U.S. compared to record labels and performers. That issue and the Songwriter Equity Act represent one piece of a music licensing mosaic that is under examination this year in the U.S. As we all know, the law doesn't keep up very well with technology, and change is difficult to accomplish. HD radio is the digital broadcast radio standard in the U.S., and it's climbing a steep hill of consumer adoption. Things are different in Europe, though, where digital radio, using a different technology called DAB, is moving along quicker. A tracking and advocacy organization called World DMB released a snapshot of European digital radio adoption at the end of 2014. Some countries have switchover plans where analog broadcasting will be eliminated. Road coverage is measured, too, in this report. That means the percentage of major roads where DAB can be received by DAB-equipped cars. And some countries have tremendous coverage in that regard. Switzerland, for example, is 100% on its major roads. And Switzerland will switch over to all digital sometime between 2020 and 2024. Norway, to pick another example, is more accelerated, with a switchover plan for 2017. Last week, we reported that Starbucks intended to stop selling CDs in its vast chain of coffee shops. So you won't be able to impulse buy plastic discs of music while waiting for your triple-tall soy two-pump mocha latte cappuccino thing. Soon, you might have the same quandary while waiting to check out with your purchase of locally grown vegetables, quinoa, and hormone-free hummus at Whole Foods, because that retail chain is also considering ditching the discs. As retailers drop CDs from their checkout displays, it seems to match the way in which streaming audio is displacing CD sales generally. Cloud-based, on-demand music is the future, and increasingly the present. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest and join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.